John Metchie's on the Pepsi Hotline. The Bama receiver joins us each week, courtesy of the Rental Works division of Crane Works. Hello, John. How are you today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. You were part of history Saturday as Bryce Young and your offense set the school single-game passing record. Do you have any feel in the game? Like, my gosh, we are throwing for a lot of yards in this game right now. Did you have any idea that was even something that was on the plate in that fourth quarter?
Nah, it's not something I realized until afterwards when I guess somebody had mentioned it. But I guess during the game, it's just like you could just feel the momentum. We were just rolling as an offense and we were clicking as an offense.
Well, I mean, 671 yards, and Bryce goes for a school record 559. By the way, if you want to see it, it's on SEC Network as we speak. But going into that game, I mean, when you were watching film on this Barry Odom defense, did you guys – know that you would have an opportunity to put up this type of yardage?
We knew that we would have an opportunity to catch and run because they like to keep a lot of things in front of them. We knew that we'd be able to get behind the defense at times, but we did know that there'd be a lot of space for us to get the ball and try and make plays with it.
Tell me what drill you do on the sidelines, because you have made some catches this year on the sidelines where your footwork has to be tremendous. Is there a specific drill you work on? Do you just try to catch balls on the sideline in practice to get your toes down and stuff? Because you walk that tightrope about as good as anybody in college football.
Yeah, it's definitely something we work on. Definitely something our receiver coach has us work on every week. Definitely puts us in those situations, whether it's on the sideline, wet ball, all those kinds of situations we're prepared for.
Okay, one more thing that I don't understand as I'm watching. How the heck do you and Bryce figure out back shoulder throws? When do you throw a back shoulder? And when in the route? Is it a certain time you throw the back shoulder? Like the one you were going down, I think it was near your sideline, where where you are in the stadium, opposite of where I'm watching the game from, where he throws a perfect back shoulder to you, and it looks like you're running for the pylon, it looks like, but all of a sudden it's a back shoulder throw and you have to stop and catch it. How do you all work the timing out, and how does a back shoulder throw work?
Yeah, I think just through practice, you kind of have a feel of when it should be a back shoulder, but at the end of the day, it's his decision to put it there. So we kind of just have to stay committed to the route, knowing, just keeping it in mind and knowing that he'll see the same thing. And when he puts it there, reacting to it then, instead of reacting to it early and having it covered, which makes it so hard to cover, especially just letting the quarterback make that decision and you just reacting to it.
So you're running a route and you're full speed running a route, and then he throws back shoulder and it's on you to stop and make the catch back shoulder at that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim's blown away.
Yeah, well, I watch it every weekend. No wonder it's so hard to what he's telling you, he doesn't know when the hell it's coming either. So how can you cover that? It's amazing.
John Metchie, the Alabama receiver, is presented each week by the Rental Works division of Crane Works. Forget the big box stores. Crane Works Equipment Rental Division. Rental Works has reliable machines and local experts to help you find exactly what you need. Call them for a personalized quote or visit craneworks.com to see their full inventory. The Iron Bowl means what to you? You're a guy that did not grow up in this, but you've played in the Iron Bowl now. So describe it for me as an Alabama player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an Alabama football player, so it means as much to me as it does to everybody else in the state. It's one of the things you will be remembered by at our time here. So it means a lot to me.
So before you signed with Nick Saban in Alabama, how many Iron Bowls did you actually watch?
One. My first visit was the Iron Bowl, so I think that was the first Alabama game I had actually been to.
Okay, but like when you were in high school, just growing up as a football fan, was there any type of buzz at all? Had you heard the buzz that was the Iron Bowl?
Nah, I hadn't heard about it prior to that, but I guess once you become part of the family, it's just as important to you as it is to everybody else.
Yeah, you probably saw some like AT&T commercial or something with the kick six happening, and you're like, why are they going so crazy about that guy running a kickoff back or something?
Yeah.
Metchie's with us on the Pepsi Hotline. So you've done a lot of game prep already. You've watched a lot of film. Not giving game plan away or anything, but going into this game, is this the kind of game that you expect it to be more like Florida, more like Texas State? Well, I won't use Texas A&M. More like Florida, more like LSU, more like, I don't know, the one you just played against Arkansas. Is there a sort of a feel on how this game can play out?
I guess the only expectation is just to expect their best, to expect them to come out there and play their best, to expect their best football of the season and to give our best football of the season and to also play our best football of the season, especially just being so such high stakes and just everything that goes around the Iron Bowl. Just expecting them to come out there and play the best.
John Metchie on the Pepsi Hotline, presented by the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. This is obviously a new defense. I mean, there's maybe some carryover, but when you see Derek Mason's defense on film, what jumps out at you?
I think just for me, it's the DBs. I pay attention to like the whole defense, but their DBs, they're really athletic. They're a really solid group. So mainly them.
I think anybody that watches or listens to this show knows how much we love food. We've already talked about Thanksgiving multiple times. Anytime I ask you about food, you're very vague. It's like you almost don't even really care about food. But I did want to ask you, you've done Thanksgiving before at those facilities. How big is Thanksgiving around there tomorrow? What will they serve? Is there anything special that you like for Thanksgiving?
I'm sure they'll serve it all. The mac and cheese, turkey, sweet potato, the list of that. They'll serve everything. So I'm actually excited for it. You know, I'm Canadian, so our Thanksgiving was a couple months ago, so I really just be here for this one.
That's what I was about to say. Lance, you know, we forgot to wish you Happy Thanksgiving back on October the 10th on Canadian Thanksgiving.
I just Googled that.
But tell me, do y'all do turkey like we do up in Canada?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same mix.
Yeah. Well, see, I was about to be excited about Canadian Thanksgiving and everything you put on the table, but these guys laughed at me as I looked at the back shoulder throw like I'd seen a football game for the first time ever.
Like Mechie splitting an atom out there. My gosh.
I didn't want to get too excited about Canadian Thanksgiving there.
All right. He is John Mechie. John, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Iron Bowl. We always appreciate the time with you coming on with us each week.
Next week? We get Mechie next week?
Of course we get Mechie next week. SEC Championship Week. But until then, John, have a great week, man. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thank you so much. Happy late Thanksgiving to you. Early to us. All right, John Mechie, he joins us each week courtesy of Rental Works, the Crane Works rental division there. If you got a home project coming up, you need to call Rental Works. They have everything from landscaping equipment like mowers to big machines like skid steers. They also have certified operators to handle those big jobs. Check out their full fleet at craneworks.com. That's craneworks.com. He was with us on the Pepsi Hotline.